You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, your daily podcast, my daily podcast, our daily sip of life while we are sipping on life together. I'm so grateful to have you here today. Now, it's interesting because today we're talking about change redefined. Yes, we're talking about change redefined. And as I'm doing the intro to the podcast, I'm thinking, you know, I say this the exact same way pretty much every time. It's because it took me a while to master it. Now it's in me. Seriously, the other day I was doing a live video and I have a little bit different introduction for that live. And I started saying it like I was doing a podcast. It was so great. Anyway, but the reality is today we're going to talk about something that maybe you're excited to talk about. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're like, no, I don't like change, not doing change. I resist change. I'm avoiding change. And I absolutely like wish it wasn't happening, right? Whether you're in that camp or you're in the camp of love and change, I'm going to help you today because change is inevitable, my dear. That's right. Change is inevitable. We know it happens. Like, you know, hey, I just had another birthday. We're going to be having a new year. And in 365 days after that, we have another new year, we have another birthday. Change is happening. You no longer label yourself in the same way that you labeled yourself 10 years ago, right? So if change is inevitable, why not get on board with it? And why not start to recreate some things by redefining how you define change? Is that fair? Let's define change as something really incredible and powerful because that is the truth, my dear. Change redefined is so extremely, exponentially powerful. And this is how you tap in. Number one, choose change. You can choose change. Change is inevitable. There are things changing right now within our bodies as we speak. There are changes going on in the world right now as we speak. There are new things being created and there are things that are dying and going in the past, going away for good. But guess what? We can choose change. If we're going to change, why not choose to change with change? Why not choose to change with the times? Now, I'm not saying compromise and just do it because everyone's doing it. I'm not saying that at all. But I know that because we were created in the image of God Almighty, who is a creator, we have this power within us to create. And if we are willing to create change and create change, we can create powerfully, powerfully. I'm not even kidding you. So what change would you choose today? You know, when things are going well, it's a lot of times we just are like, hey, you know what? It's working. I'm not going to touch it. You know, what's that old saying? Like, don't try to fix something that's broken, you know? But that actually is a sign that we have a belief that in order to fix something, it has to be broken. What if it wasn't about being fixed because we're broken or waiting until we're broken to fix it? But what if it could be about finding? What if it could be about finding something and discovering something? So that you're saying, wow, like this is something incredible. I made a discovery here. And now I'm going to create with that newfound insight, that newfound wisdom, that newfound knowledge. Because besides choosing change, and I already alluded to it a little bit, you and I must create change. We can do it. It's possible because we are change makers. We have it in our DNA. So if you do not like something, you can change it. If you like something, you can still change it by creating something even more incredible by building on what you've already created. And it's not always like bigger is better. It's simply saying that, you know what? Whatever is, would you like to explore? Would you like to discover? Would you like to expand? Imagine. Now, I'm kind of one of these people who it's like if one is good, you know, two or three or 10 are better in some ways. But in some ways, I'm like, if one is good, one is good. It's simply good, and it's good, and it's great. But the bottom line is, imagine if you could take your one and add it to another one, and it didn't equal two, but it equaled 11. I know. Imagine what that would be like for you. So change and creating change, change redefined, it's actually building on the change that you choose and the change that you're willing to create. And then number three, celebrate change, my dear. You and I must celebrate change, because change redefined is actually celebrating. Celebrating simply because we're alive and we have life flowing through us. And when we begin to celebrate, it creates change. When we begin to choose to celebrate, we can create powerful change. So celebrate change, and in the process, remember that celebration helps create the changes that we choose. What are you celebrating today, my dear? You know, it's interesting. In my first book, Dr. Shannon Knows, The 12 Steps of Wealthy People. That's right, W-E-L-L-T-H-Y, How to Make Healthier Habit. I talk about in step five, become a celebrity. Yes, become a celebrity. One who is celebrated, or one who celebrates. If you want to become something, you will allow yourself to be who you are on your way to becoming redefined. Yes. And it's because you are celebrating what is while you're creating what is to come. Celebrate. There's something so powerful about celebrating. Why is it that we wait and we only do it 365 days a year? You know, we celebrate moms sometimes every 365 days, and we celebrate moms again. Why not celebrate every day? We celebrate a new year every 365 days. Guess what? Why not celebrate a new day? We celebrate a new you, a new birthday, a new year every 365 days. What if you began to celebrate you today? Literally, you and your life, and the fact that you have such incredible power within you to change. And it's not because you have to become better. It's not because you're broken and need to be fixed, but it's because you have capacity and capability within you to create whatever it is in your heart to create. That's right. You have the ability and the capacity to create what you desire. Those desires, my dear, they're in you, they're in me for a reason. For such a time as this, today's the day to choose change, create change, and celebrate change. And in the process, change what you celebrate. Yes, I would so love to know what you're choosing and what you're committing to today to change. I know this is going to help you. I know this is going to help you. And not because you need my help, but I know that this, my dear, is truth that can absolutely set you free if you allow yourself to redefine change and allow yourself to actually change and expand. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down the word change and write down your definition. Commit to it today. What definition would you create today for change and what that means to you? And what that can mean to your life, my dear. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know how you're changing. I would love to know how you're staying the same, what you're committing to, and what you desire, especially for the coming 365 days. But mostly today. Today's the day, my dear. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I will so look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so very much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.